Hallelujah. Good morning, church. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is moving here this morning. Those that are here, the worship team, myself and pastor, and the people that are running camera and sound, we sense the presence of the Holy Ghost. I have a word for you this morning. We're singing about dance like the weight has been lifted. And I felt like the Holy Spirit put this on my heart to read this morning, because I believe that if we don't dance like the weight has been lifted, we're going to get underneath some burdens. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of challenges taking place right now. Fear is stalking the earth. Worry, anxiety. Jesus said these words, stop being perpetually anxious and agitated. In the world, you will have tribulation, but see, we are people that don't just stop at that part. In the world, we'll have tribulation. Jesus said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world, and I have deprived it of its power to harm you. And I want to read this morning. Somebody needs to hear this today. It's in Romans 8 and verse 37 in the Amplified Bible. It says, yet amidst all these things, right now, wherever you are watching, listening, I want you to hear in the spirit this morning. Tune in. Phase everything else out. Tune in to the anointing. Tune in to God's word. We are people of faith, church. We were made for a battle. The Bible says he trains our fingers for war and our hands for battle. Somebody shout amen right there in your home this morning or wherever you are while you're watching it. Somebody rise up in the spirit this morning. Maybe just stand up, lift a hand up. Maybe take a little lap around wherever you are right now and say, I was made for a battle. I am up for a challenge in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not regular people, church. We are faith people. Hallelujah. We are remnant people. We are set apart people. We are called out people. We are strong people. We are more than conquerors. Somebody shout and say amen. Come on, worship team, say amen. Give it a shout in the microphone this morning. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read this morning, and I believe by the Spirit of God that as we read the Word of God, listen, nothing's changed. The Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Word of God is the Word of God. It is forever established. Psalm 119, verse 89, it's established in the heavens. Nothing's changed. We're going to do the same things we always did in the Spirit that we were called on to do from the beginning of time, which is watch our words and stand in faith and stand in God's Word. So this is what it says in Romans 8, 37. Yet, amidst all these things, we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Just look at whoever you're with this morning and say, we're more than conquerors. Turn to somebody and say it. We're more than a conqueror. We are more than a conqueror, not just a conqueror. Wait till you hear what the word conqueror means in the Greek. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get ready to shout. Get ready to run. Get ready to shake some things off right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind up fear. We bind up heaviness. We bind up agitation. We bind up aggravation. We bind up worry. We bind up anxiety. We bind up all the words coming against in Jesus' name. We've been given power to bind. We've been given power to loose. We've been given power to conquer. We've been given power to overcome. Somebody needs to shout to God this morning, I'm an overcomer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not under the burden. I'm rising above it. Jesus has set me upon a rock, and that's the place that we stand on. This book is a rock. Listen, the storms are going to come against the righteous and the unrighteous. The Bible says that the storms beat on both houses, the house that was built on the sand and the house that was built on the rock. But after the storm passed by, the house that was built on the rock, this is the rock right here this morning. This is our rock. This is what we build on. That house was standing up. And Proverbs says, after the storm passes by, the righteous will still be standing. Somebody should give God some glory right now. Hallelujah. Yet amid all these things, we're more than conquerors. And we gain surpassing victory through him who loved us. Now listen in the Greek to what the word conqueror means. And if you're not running around by the time I get done with this list, well, then you should pinch yourself and say, am I even alive this morning? Yes, we're alive to God and we're dead to the world in the name of Jesus. Listen to what conqueror means. It means over, above, beyond, first rate, better than, superior to. I don't know what's attacking you. I don't know what's yapping in your ear today. I don't know what you've been going through this week or the last few weeks. I don't know what's come against you or your family, your marriage, your job, your children, your body. But we are superior to it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are a conqueror. We are paramount. We are greater. We are higher. We are unrivaled by anything or any person. Hallelujah. That's shouting right there. We are unrivaled by any person or anything. We are unequated. We are victor. We are overcomer. We are master. We are more than a match for anything. I didn't make this up. That's the Greek meaning of the word conqueror. You're a conqueror this morning. Hallelujah. And the last thing it means is we will conquer. If we never have a battle, we're never going to know the victory that comes in standing in faith and believing God and being more than a conqueror. So we're going to sing this song again. And what I'd like for you to do right where you are, right where you're watching, right where you're listening, is for you to stand up, rise up, shake some stuff off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Begin to raise your hands or clap or shout and say, I'm not just a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. I am over. I am above. I am beyond. I am first rate. We need to do what this song says this morning. We need to shout before we see it. One, hallelujah. We need to act like the word of faith is true and the word of God is true and give God some praise. We are better than, we are superior to, we are paramount. We are greater in the name of Jesus. Greater is he that's in me and you than he that's in this world. We are higher. We are unrivaled by any person or thing. We are unequated. We are victorious. We are overcomers. We are master over. We are more than a match for anything, and we will conquer. Sing this song again. Get your dancing shoes on. Get your praise on. Shake off yesterday. Shake off what they told you. Shake off what they diagnosed you with. Shake off what they're saying to you. Shake off the fear in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and begin to declare the word of faith in your home, wherever you are right now, and begin to thank God and praise him and watch what God will come through. The Bible says when they praise the Lord, God set ambushments for their enemy. Come on, we're people of praise. We love you. We're praying for you. God bless you. Enjoy the worship today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.